Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, jou betroubare en kundige solaarvennoot vir al jou boerdery se unieke sonkragoplossings. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor Zimbabwe wat mielie-invoere gestop het. Maar soos ander gewoonte, kyk ons eers na die landbounieshooftrekke. Die Ooskaap is vry van back and closure verklaar. Dit kom terwyl Suid-Afrika meer as 250 uitbrekings in ander provinsies beveg. Die minister van Landbou, John Steenhuisen, het bevestig dat quarantainemaatreëls gehelp het om vroeëre gevalle in die provinsie te beperk. Die suikerbedryf het 'n nuwe regulasie verwelkom wat samewerking binne die sektor toelaat sonder om mededingingswette te oortree. Die minister van Handel en Nywerheid, Park Staal, het 'n 5-jaar blok vrystelling goedgekeur wat produsente, meelenaars, kleinhandelaars en voedsel- en drankvervaardigers bemagtig om gesamentlik plaaslike aankope te beplan, pryse te stabiliseer en diversifikasieprojekte te ondersoek. Die maatreël is gemik op die beskerming van 65,000 poste, ondersteuning van kleinskaal boere en die versterking van landelike ekonomieë in KwaZulu-Natal en Mpumalanga. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdag gesels ons by die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, kan jy vir ons meer agtergrond gee oor die stop wat Zimbabwe gesit het op alle mielie-invoere?
At the end of August, we learned that Zimbabwe has temporarily restricted the imports of maize. Now, this is not the new thing. These things happen whenever there's abundance of harvest in Zimbabwe and some of the African countries. They would either restrict imports or begin to introduce what I would call non-tariff barriers, where they would say, listen, if your maize is genetically modified, we don't need it here. We won't be importing it. The figures out of the Zimbabwean government is that they now have quite substantive maize exports. They have supplies, large maize supplies. They don't need to be really bringing maize imports for the moment. That's what they are saying. And of course, this is a measure to protect the farmers, to ensure that at least the farmers can get a maximum price realization for their produce.
Dink jy dit is 'n langdurige proses of kan dit later in die seisoen weer gelig word?
The picture is emerging out of Zimbabwe is that we have to look closely on what's going on there. My sense is that at the end of the year, this ban may be removed, or maybe going into next year may be removed, because they will still be at a position where they will need the maize imports.
Wat beteken dit vir die Suid-Afrikaanse sektor en mark?
I think what we can take out of this development is that generally, we would factor the point that Zimbabwe will import a certain amount of maize and then there will always be a healthy demand in the region. It does mean then that at least over the next few months, the demand for maize from Southern Africa may remain fairly weak. And if it does remain fairly weak, as what we are seeing, because Zimbabwe has been the biggest buyer of maize, that adds downward pressure on grain prices in South Africa. So if you're a farmer or you're holding a bit of grain, that gets to be a challenge for you. But for the consumer, at least in the near term, this is positive, because if grain prices are coming down, if you are a consumer, you are sitting in a fairly better place.
En dit was die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, www.rentec.co.za, vir jou krag gemoedsrus deur geakkrediteerde sonkragspesialiste.